Want me to just go ahead and do I need to introduce myself or anything?
Yeah, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit? We've had some more people join the call since we started.
Okay. All right, good evening, everybody. This is Isaac Smith from Greenville, Ohio, down close to Dayton, Ohio. I'm in the commercial roofing industry. I met Jonathan probably. It's been probably close to 2 years now, I think. Had Top Roof Marketing start doing some online, build my website and do some mailers for me. And then as time went on, I heard enough good things about what they were doing, and I got curious enough and started asking the right questions and found out what was going on, and I decided to be part of it. So that's why I'm here. And just the aspect of overcoming mental obstacles is something that's really, really, really interesting to me, just because I've had to overcome a lot of obstacles myself. And so I really want to do everything I can do to help this conversation along inside of Choice Roof Contractors Group. And so that's why I'm here tonight. So I hope everybody enjoys the call. I sure don't ever want to be boring. Nothing worse than a boring speaker. So talking about the workshop, it was a very, very good workshop. I was really impressed. So glad I went. Jonathan kind of had to talk me into coming. Glad he did that. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
My pleasure.
I was really, really impressed being there at the workshop by the real spirit of collaboration. You know, we had William Schrock was there, super high class builder from Montana. Rodney Van Landingham, who's been doing roofing for 16 plus years, and Amos Beiler, a really experienced Conklin roofer, and of course, Sam Hostetler was there. And you know, just seeing those experienced roofers working together, it was a real, real encouragement to me. So, Jonathan and Sam, if you would, Jonathan, would you tell us a little bit about Sam? Tell us what he's done and why he's such an important aspect of Choice Roof Contractors Group.
Well, I mean, there's so much to say, and I don't really know where else to start other than I'd like to share just a little bit about the obstacles he overcame to be who he is today. I think that would probably be the best, best part of the story to share. That would be most relevant to the call. But, in 2008, when the economy fell apart, he was really struggling. He and his family of about seven, eight kids at the time were living in Montana, and he was having to roof the first time just keep things going. I'm going to mute a line here. I want to mute you later. There you go. But, during that time, it was extremely tough, and later I found out he was in $250,000 worth of debt, nothing to show for it. So, like he was saying at the convention, he was in a worse spot than no money. He had no money and was $250,000 in debt. So he had to turn that around, and he had to do it quick in the middle of a recession. And we've got the story online. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but the short story is after he made the determination to change the direction he's going, and to go all in for his new goals, 18 months later, he closed $1.3 million in commercial roofing sales, and he wasn't even a commercial roofer. That kind of stuff doesn't happen just by chance, especially in the middle of a recession. So that always meant a lot to me. I've also worked with people that he's helped. Before I started a professional relationship with him directly, I had already seen what he'd done for others, and I have not met someone that can be so inspiring and so positive, even when things don't look so great. in a given moment, always keeping your eyes fixed on that goal and not caring what happens. If someone lets you down, that's fine. You'll replace them. Or, whatever calamity comes, let's fix it. Let's get on it, tackle it, and move on. That's exactly, I mean, even hearing that short sentence of, making $1.3 million in sales in 18 months, I bet you he could tell me about $1 million of sales on top of that he lost. And I'm sure there's other times where he wanted to quit during that time, even when things were exciting, other things happened that probably weren't so exciting. And I also know that, he's driven hundreds of miles for just jobs and driven all night. And I've been on the phone with him sometimes late at night, with very little sleep, him trying to get back to his family or, going three states away to take care of, some issue to honor his word or, whatever. So I guess those are the things I'd really like to point out on the call to kind of introduce him. Oh, actually, looks like I muted Isaac here, so let me unmute him. I didn't really see who I muted.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Jonathan. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And Sam, could you tell us a little bit about Will? And yeah, tell us about Will Schrock.
Well, first I want to say thank you, Jonathan, for those kind words. I was just sitting here and I was like, I don't know where this is going to go. But I don't necessarily feel like I accomplished that much yet, because there's a big world out there that, we could spend our life going after whatever our goals are. We can go after that with everything that we have. But with that, I want to introduce Will Schrock. Will Schrock is a fine gentleman. He is, I guess what I like about William Schrock is, even with the professionalism that I have or I see that William Schrock has, he's always striving for the next plateau. Even in his own business, his own personal life, his own personal development, and his willingness to help other people is next to none. He loves inspiring, motivating, and mentoring and training people to go to the next level and to share his expertise willingly, openly. And just like Jonathan said earlier, he was willing to fly all the way into Cleveland, Ohio to spend time with us there, with the new roofers that have come in, and share his expertise and how to overcome obstacles and so forth, because he's had plenty of them, and he still has. See, the thing is, we all still have obstacles we need to face today, but the thing that we have to remember is that desire, that burning desire to reach that goal will overcome those obstacles. I was sharing earlier with Jonathan Keim, just to brief, maybe a little straying from William here, is, and I think it's so important for us to get this, and that is, once we have determined in our heart, in our mind, what the goal is that we want to achieve, may it be getting out of debt, or may it be making a very successful roofing company, or whatever that may be, once we've determined that that's what we want and it's really our goal, then we have to sit down and say, are we willing to pay the price? Are we willing to pay the price? And what I mean by that is, are we willing to do whatever it takes to get it? And once we have been honest with ourselves, with us, you personally, with yourself, once you've been honest with yourself and say, yes, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, there's something that happens within you that is so energizing that no matter what happens, what life throws at you, you will go right through it. And I just want to share that. And as far as Jonathan goes, I'm going to share a little bit about Jonathan.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
I can say this. I have not met a young gentleman with as much passion to succeed and to help professionally other team members and other people in their marketing and in the online world as Jonathan Kimes. He is up there on top, guys. I have spent, like you said, we've spent countless hours, midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning while we were driving. I would get a text from him, and he's up working, building websites, marketing stuff, and strategizing how to do this better and helping his team members, how to put the Choice Roof Group platform in operation correctly. And honesty, integrity, and it's his foundation that he stands on, and he will do his best to help everybody achieve what they really are looking for. And you can take his word as gold, guys, as gold. That's what I will say about Jonathan. So, I don't know. I could talk quite a bit more about Jonathan, but I think that'll maybe have to suffice for now.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate Jonathan and Sam for doing what you did. Also, maybe Sam, just mention a little bit about the real skill that Rodney's bringing into the team, and also Amos a little bit. And then I want to go on talking about what we did at the workshop.
Absolutely. Rodney Vandenham is a fine, upstanding commercial roofer. And what they did when they came in is they helped with the new guys in the application of like the membrane systems, the proper way to install the primers, to inspect the roofs, and just share in-depth roofing knowledge at this training. And it's the same way with Amos Byler. You know, they reached into their bag of years of experience, and they pulled out techniques that they've been using. And I know I gleaned at least two really, really, really good points from these two fine gentlemen, where I'm going to integrate it into my roofing operations. And so both of these guys, you know, were next to none in pouring out the heart and expertise and experience into this next generation of roofers coming up. I could not ask for a finer team of roofers to work with than these guys.
I agree, Sam. And now, I don't know how many people are on the call, but Sam and Jonathan and myself, we're not sugarcoating things here either. These folks, Sam, Jonathan, Will, Rodney, and Amos, you know, they're real, real people, and they're really doing their best to bring their skill to the workshop. And that's what was so impressive to me. What was so encouraging is, you know, seeing these experienced roofers coming together and just working together. You know, we're not competing for not vying for supremacy or, you know, just the spirit of, you know, how far can we take this? How can we work together and improve our systems? And there's some real, real power there for anybody that's new in the roofing, you know, that wants to take his business to the next level. Coming to a workshop is an absolute must if you want to understand and see what the group can really offer you. And a comment that Sam made, there's a big world out there. And I want to say amen to that, because, you know, we humans tend to live in a small world, just a little world about, you know, 20 miles outside of our house, and we don't realize how big it is out there. But there's some big possibilities out there. And just because we haven't done it doesn't mean it can't be done. It just, The only thing, we just haven't done it yet. And so when we work together like this, we can really, really go somewhere. And just talk a little bit about the power of a national team. Not only are we a team of experienced roofers, but a national team of roofers. So that really gives us power. You know, with that, I'm not afraid of any size client. I don't care how many buildings they own. And I'm not afraid of any size roof. I mean, if it's a million square feet, go get them. We can do it. Because we've got this national team of roofers, you know, and we're all working together. If somebody gets a big job and needs help, we'll just pull all our skill and our workers together and we'll get her done. So there's some real, real big power in this group. I'm gonna come back to that a little bit later when I want to talk about, you know, just the transforming power of the workshop. But is there any other comments you'd like to make, Sam or Jonathan?
No, nothing here. I think we should continue the call.
All right, good. So, I just want to say real quick that I personally do not feel like I'm super qualified to be, you know, talking to everybody about overcoming mental obstacles because, I mean, I'm pretty new in the roofing. I'm pretty young. But one of my really, really big goal in doing this is just starting the conversation and keeping it going because I know how easy it is to get into something and then because of what happened to you in the past or whatever, you know, humans, a lot of humans out there end up giving up for one reason or another. And I wanna really encourage people to get in this group and really take advantage of it. I really want to encourage this conversation so that people can talk to Sam and Jonathan and Will and Rodney and get their help. Really, people, do not be afraid to ask questions. There is no stupid question to ask. The only stupid question is the unasked question. Because the only way you can learn, you know, people are afraid to ask dumb questions. And I can understand that. I'm afraid to ask a dumb question too. But, you know, the great thing about asking a dumb question is, well, hey, if the only thing you find out is that you're a little ignorant, great. At least you know that. Now you're like, ooh, my, that was dumb. But now you can learn. Now you know you got to learn. So don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to talk about, you know, if you do something really stupid and you're super embarrassed about it, the worst thing in the world you can do is don't tell anybody. And the best thing you can do is, you know, find a respectable person that you can really trust. Tell them about it. And I guarantee you'll get over it quick. So going on into the talking about the fatal mental roadblocks that are in our mind, Grant Cardone, a great writer, he says that we live exactly the life and earn exactly the amount of money that we think we deserve. And I have found that to be true. Whatever life we're living, we're living it because of the belief system that we have in our mind. And, you know, we might think, you know, like, oh, this life I'm living is awful. I deserve something way better than this. But I'm telling you, because of the experiences that you've had, because of your parents, what your parents told you, what your teachers told you, what your grandparents told you, and the things that you experienced in your childhood and as you grow up, you're seeing life through those experiences. And there's thought processes in your mind that you don't consciously think about, but that are keeping you right where you are. And so if that's not where you want to be, the very, very first thing that you have to change is what goes on in your mind. And so we have to the only way we can really know if there's something wrong in our mind is if, like I said, if we're living a life that we really don't want to live, but we don't really know how to live it differently, that means there's some thought processes in our minds that need to get changed. And so the only way we can get those changed is to reach out to people that are living the life that we believe we want to live and talk to them, ask them questions. And through interaction with those people, we can actually find those roadblocks in our mind and overcome them with help. And I'm telling you, you know, my dad was a Vietnam vet and was a very, very depressed person. Hated himself all his life. And he all his life, he was attempting to prove that he was a valid person, that he was real. But all the time, he was beating himself up and telling himself what a failure he was, how terrible he did with his children, how terrible he did with his family. And so through that, I spent a lot of time with my dad, and through that, I adopted a lot of his thinking, which was a major problem for me because I became a very, very depressed person. The same way, I hated myself. I thought I had to prove to people around me that I was a good person, that I was okay. I thought whenever I got in a conversation that I had to do some really special stuff so people would like me. And it's only through a really special person that came into my life that just for a long time just sincerely believed in me and showed me that she loved me no matter what I did or said. And so that's been really, really special to me. So like I said, you know, if you come to a point in your life and you realize that you're not living the life you want to live, but you don't really know how, don't blame yourself. Do not blame yourself. I mean, you can't change the things your parents told you. You can't change the experiences that you have. They're not your fault. On the other hand, don't say, well, this is just the life I'm served. You know, I can't change things, you know, where my parents were mean to me or whatever. You know, if you do that, you admit defeat. And you just say, you allow your past to control your future. Whereas I'm really happy that I was able, now I can look back at my past and say, you know, I can tell you that it was really tough at times. There were times in my life I wanted to commit suicide. I didn't want to live anymore. But now I can look back and say that I'm really happy for the experience that I had because, and I'm thrilled to say this, now I can reach out to other people in that same experience and help them come out of it. So if we can take those experiences that we had and get a hold of a person that we really trust and tell them about our past and just ask them, you know, what can I do to change the way I'm thinking? So, Jonathan, am I making sense? Is there any comment you'd like to add?
I love everything that you said. I agree wholeheartedly. And you know, in the notes that you sent me to put out in the newsletter, as far as, you know, those quiet things that are holding you back.
Yep.
It's really until you know that things are holding you back, those quiet little things that they are holding you back, you cannot change them. And so I really think the first step for most of us, and when I say most of us, I mean all of us at some point, but for most of us that haven't discovered those quiet things, and I think I've discovered a lot of them in my own life, but I know that I learned something new every year. I mean, just like last year, I was sharing with someone, or actually with you, Isaac, before we got on the call, something that really shocked me, and it was a little vulnerable sharing that. I mean, I know it surprises a lot of people when I tell them that, this is why I work as hard as I do, but, that was a discovery that I made last year, and I'm sure that there are going to be some other discoveries that I make later in life, but the first step, going back to my point, the first step in conquering those quiet little things that you don't know are holding you back is to want to discover what those little things are. So and there's tons of ways to do it. I mean, the first and most important way is be conscientious of it. When you see other people succeeding in an area that you're failing, the first thing you should do is compare what they're doing to what you're doing and talk to them, find out. Sometimes you can't get it all just by observation. Another way would be, reading books that are highly regarded and have helped a lot of other people. Usually there's, like 300 plus pages, but only like 5 of them that matter to you, and that's okay. If you don't go searching for it, you will not find the message that you need to hear to help you overcome that area. And, I had a couple things, 2 years ago that really helped me in business that way. I knew that I was failing in a certain area, and I decided, I'm tired of figuring out. I'm going to find a book, and I'm going to read it, and I found exactly what I need, and I conquered that. A third way that I would say, going back to, our events, wouldn't even have to be the workshop. It doesn't even have to be a choice roof group thing, but just getting together with a group of people with the right attitude, an attitude of helping each other, and a safe environment where you can share those struggles and people are, wanting to help you through them. That can probably be the fastest way of making a change, because not only can you get the right information, but you can see it lift out. Because you can get the right information, but if you don't believe in it and you don't apply it, like if you read it from some book and you think, well, that's not true for me because of whatever reason, maybe you had a different life experience or you're a different age or it's in a different industry. It just amazes me sometimes how people, including myself, find every reason why not to do something or why not to believe something versus trying to find ways to move forward with something that could be truly great. But those are the only things I would add.
Okay. Well, hey, is there a time limit that we're trying to stay inside of with these calls? I know I don't want to get long-winded and go over the time. I have a few more things that I wanted to talk about, but I don't want to get too long.
Well, how about this? Before we go further, why don't we just open up the call and see if anybody else wants to share before you continue with the agenda?
Sure, please. Yes, anybody ask a question or share any thought that you have.
Hello, good evening, everyone. How's everyone doing? This is Max Cruz from Massachusetts.
Hey, Max.
Yeah, I just wanted to
Max.
Hear a little bit. I've known a lot of these gentlemen that are on the phone call, and we always continue to make these awesome phone calls and, gear everyone up. Just like Sam had mentioned and working towards your goals, to put it out there, it's already been 60 days. We're in the third month of 2016. So, make sure you double-check your goals. One of the most powerful things that I think I realized today, actually, as I spoke with Sam earlier during the day, was, I'd probably invested over my life, between $25,000 and $30,000 of different, seminars and coaching and other things that I've done in order to get me motivated. But until I really started connecting with individuals that have the same vision and the same mindset that I have, all that money that I spent was useless. So, if you're kind of in that borderline, and I know most of us here on the phone call are, you know, contractors and us contractors, whether you're male or female, doesn't really matter. You know, we all like to think, you know, hey, you know, we went into business for ourselves. We're, you know, we're powerful like that. We don't break down. We don't do that. That's not the case. I mean, everyone's had their lows. And, you know, sometimes you just need that knight in shining armor to kind of give you a hand and say, well, you know, don't worry. It'll be okay. It'll all work out. So, you know, probably the thing that I've learned the most so far is whenever you're having that low moment or you know, whenever you think you're doing something and maybe that's not the right track, you know, partner up with, you know, an individual in the group. You know, I probably speak with Jonathan and Sam probably at least once a month, if not more, and other members of the group just to see what they're doing. And every time I talk to them, it's like, well, you know, this guy's doing that, so, you know, I'm not competing with them, but it's motivating me to do more and more and more and have that same vision. So, you know, if you have that little lull in your life right now, or if you have that, you know, doubt or something like that, just, you know, reach out to someone in the group or more willing to help anyone that's out there and give you the motivational support that you need. And again, you know, just take action on your goals and, you know, you'll get out of the hole that you're in right now.
Yeah. Thank you, Max. I appreciate that. So just the last couple of thoughts that I wanted to talk about. One of the major things that we've been told all our life is you can't do it. Don't do that. You can't do it. Because for whatever reason, you know, your parent or whatever, you know, they might have been sincere in their belief and they really believe that you can't do it. Maybe they wanted to protect you from getting killed or whatever. Most people have been told that a lot more. Like 90 times more than they've been told you can do it. And that creates a very negative thought process in your mind. Whenever you meet obstacles, the first thing that comes to your mind is because you've been told it so often you can't do it. So a question, something, and I know all about it. I've been doing that for years and years. And I'm going to confess my big crazy goal that I made when I left the workshop. Okay, when I went to the workshop, I had a $100,000 mind with big hopes. But in that workshop, seeing Sam and Will and all those people work together and seeing our national team going on, Mike Gibson and Nick Crowley in Texas, planning to do $15 million this year in the third year of business. When I saw all that, my mind went from $100,000 to my goal next 12 months is to create a team that will be able to do $10 million worth of revenue in 2017. So call me crazy, call me wild, whatever you want to call me, that's my goal. And that happened in 2 days at the workshop, and that can happen to you, being around the right people. So now coming back, you know, I'm thinking about all the people I know, and I'm like, you got to be crazy. They know me. I've made some really dumb decisions, made some bad mistakes, and they're going to think you're a nut to make that kind of a statement. And so this came to me, stop asking, can I do it? Because if I ask that question, the answer is invariably going to be no. But instead, I've started asking, can it be done? And the answer is, when I ask it that way, the answer is way different. I believe it can be. Other people doing it, so I think I can do it. So I want everybody to write that one down. I think that one's really, really important. Stop asking, can I do it? And start asking, can it be done? I think that one's really, really important. And then, talking about fear, a little story. I'm sure everybody knows about how they do bullfighting in Spain. I read up a little bit about it right here. So they turn the bull out. They release the bull out into the pen. And they have three people that take spears, and they shove it into the shoulder of the bull, so this bull is in pain.
And then the bullfighter comes out there waving a red rag at the bull. So the bull's in pain and he's mad. And his attention is completely focused on that red rag. All of his rage and everything is focused on that red rag. And so as long as his focus stays on that red rag, the bullfighter's job is pretty easy. All he's got to do is just get the bull out there focusing on that red rag until he's in the right position to shove that sword right into his heart. And so that's what happens to us a lot. We get our eyes completely focused on fear, the thing that we're afraid of, and we completely forget to look at the thing that we want. And then we get into this fatal battle over this fear. And now here's a good definition of fear. False evidence appearing real. So, you know, all that bull would have to do is get his eyes off that red rag and focus his eyes on the eyes of the bullfighter, and I'm telling you that bullfighter would be toast. He wouldn't survive that battle. And so if we can get our eyes off of the thing that we're afraid of and onto the thing that we so much desire, the outcome will be completely, completely different every time. And so the last point I want to say is never, 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 never say these words. I guess I just cannot do this, because they're just not true. If you get into that position, call me, call Sam, call Jonathan. Tell us that that's what you're thinking, if that's what you're thinking. But never, never give up with those thoughts, because they're just not true. So that's all I had. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Jonathan or anybody, you're welcome to make any comments if you want to.
Well, this is Jonathan. I think the bullfighting thing is absolutely perfect. Did you come up with that on your own?
Well, I've been thinking about the fear thing and realizing, I've been recognizing times when I get all knotted up about this fear thing.
Right.
And then I look up and I'm like, well, so what? That fear is just, you know, false evidence appearing real. And it's, you know, it's just a little obstacle in my way. And then I thought of the bullfight, and I'm like, that's a perfect analogy. I got to use that tonight.
Right.
So I think that's really powerful.
Definitely. Well, there's a quote. The biggest, best quote that I read last year was, everything you ever wanted is on the other side of fear. And I just,
yep.
I love it. I mean, that's just...
Yep.
I mean, to me, that's just so powerful and poetic, just the way it starts out. You know, everything you ever wanted, and you can just stop there and dream and get excited, and then, you know, you hear the truth. It's on the other side of fear. It's there for you. You can have it, but you keep yourself from achieving it because, you know, you look at the wrong thing. You're looking at the waving sheet of cloth that is nothing, instead of the real problem, which is controlling you.
Yep.
So, yep.
Hey, Jonathan, maybe I'll just throw something in here to those guys that are looking to looking at this business to change their financial situation around. Maybe I should share this. One of the key things that broke for me when I was in the situation I was in 2008, Jonathan, was when I came to the realization that I have to get my eyes off my problem, because I'm only capable of thinking one thought at a time. And if I'm thinking about my problem all the time, it is taking away opportunity to even have my mind thinking about how to change it around. So once I quit thinking about my problem and I started opening my mind up for solutions to make money. That's when things really started changing, Jonathan.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jonathan and Sam, for your comments, and Max. I really enjoy doing these calls, and I really look forward to continuing doing them. And you know, just I see some great things, and I'm just thrilled at the thought of being able to take people that are, you know, living a life that's way below what they wish they were, what they think they can, and bringing them into the group, you know, and getting them part of this thing. So I look forward to doing it a lot more.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Isaac, for putting so much heart into this. Just so everybody on the call knows, Isaac's been working on what he's wanted to say since yesterday. You know, that's – I just appreciate it so much, Isaac, that you care.
Yep, I love it. That's what I live for.
It shows. All right, well, everyone have a great evening. I hope you took some notes, and let's make some changes. Let's seek out what might be holding us back and then plow forward.
Yes, sir. All right, good night, everybody. See you next time.